Lions in the Path. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Alabama in the bullseye for some potentially dangerous storms that could spawn dangerous tornadoes.
So far, we've had reports of two tornadoes that have touched down. Those have not been confirmed yet by the National Weather Service, but we do have a storm with tornadic capabilities that is moving into our area about an hour away. So we'll see what is in store for Jackson this evening. Meanwhile, emergency officials are just telling folks to be weather aware, to pay attention to your weather apps, to local television, and to radio. But the scene here, though, is pretty ominous. We're seeing some very dark clouds moving into the Jackson area, and there's a potential for very strong winds up to 80 miles per hour, large hail, up to softball size hail potentially, and then also flash flooding along with these very, very large, powerful tornadoes.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Jackson, Mississippi. Meanwhile, in the upper Midwest, heavy snow is snarling traffic. Runways were closed this afternoon at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport as the snow reduced visibility. The founder of the far-right group, the Oath Keeper, Stuart Rhodes, has been found guilty of seditious conspiracy for his role in the January 6th riot. Co-defendant Kelly Meggs was also convicted on those charges. Three others were acquitted on the sedition charges. All five were convicted on obstruction.
The bill, as amended, has passed.
By a vote of 61 to 36, the Senate has moved forward with a measure that would protect same-sex and interracial marriages. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is saying the measure was a long time coming and part of Americans' difficult but inexorable march toward greater equality. The measure still needs to be taken up by the House. President Biden's issued a statement reading in part, with today's bipartisan Senate passage of the Respect for Marriage Act, the U.S. is on the brink of reaffirming a fundamental truth: love is love. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Supreme Court is considering a legal challenge to a change in immigration policy that shifted who was deported and why.
Texas and Louisiana sued the Biden administration after Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a memo last fall. This memo shifted the priorities of Immigration Customs Enforcement to deport those who'd recently entered the country and to those considered a national security risk or public safety threat. So others who may be here illegally but who are not new arrivals were not considered a priority. Texas and Louisiana argued that sort of policy decision can't come from the White House, that that's up to Congress and the Immigration and Nationality Act. In a 5-4 decision recently, the Supreme Court sided with the Biden administration in its effort to end the Remain in Mexico asylum program. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A new initiative announced in New York City that would allow authorities to more aggressively intervene in helping people in need of mental health treatment. Mayor Eric Adams says his plan would give outreach workers, city hospitals, and police legal authority to involuntarily hospitalize anyone they deem to be a danger to themselves or who is unable to care for themselves. The mayor's announcement was met with caution by civil rights groups and advocates for the homeless. Lots of shoppers were hungry to score deals Thanksgiving weekend.
Despite surging inflation, deep discounts encourage more Americans to open their wallets. A record number of shoppers turning out to make purchases between Thanksgiving Day and Cyber Monday to the tune of 196.7 million, according to the National Retail Federation. Consumers flocking back to stores to score deals, spending around $325 on holiday-related purchases. In the meantime, consumer spending on Cyber Monday notched a record record of $11.3 billion, according to Adobe Digital Insights. The spending spree on toys, computers, electronics, and more was almost 6% higher than last year's sales.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.